WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The Powerball jackpot will roll over again. Still no winner last night for a $550 million jackpot. That jackpot will now grow to an estimated $625 million for Saturday night. In New Brunswick, school officials are accused of delaying a call to police about the rape of a 13-year-old student, allegedly by a school coach. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, 31-year-old Eugene Colbert was an assistant basketball coach and paraprofessional at New Brunswick Middle School and had been employed by the district for 10 years. No longer. He was arrested Tuesday, and Middlesex County prosecutors say the abuse he is accused of carrying out stretched from last November to sometime earlier this month. Prosecutors would not go into specifics as to why they believe his alleged actions were not reported sooner, but a state memo revised just in January requires authorities to be notified whenever a school employee has reason to believe a sex crime is being committed. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Here's a reminder to have a strong Wi-Fi password at home and to change it. A Monmouth County man admits using his neighbor's Wi-Fi network to download and distribute child porn. Henry Cicerale now faces up to a decade in prison. The 60-year-old Union Beach man will also have to register as a sex offender and put on lifetime parole. Cicerale set up the Wi-Fi at his neighbor's home, then used it to access, download, and distribute child porn, hundreds of items found on his computer and other digital media. If recreational marijuana does get approved next week, and that is still a very big if this morning, how will police handle drivers suspected of being stoned behind the wheel? Supporters of legalization say it's no big deal.
State Senator Nick Scutari, who's sponsoring Jersey's recreational pot legislation, says if weed does become legal, more police will be specially trained as drug recognition experts who will do a special videotaped field test to determine if somebody is driving while high and if they are charged.
The outcome is on a case-by-case basis. You know, when you play that videotape of that person in front of the judge will make the decision whether or not you were under the influence.
He points out drunk drivers can already be found guilty of DUI based solely on police observation, and that will be the same situation when it comes to drivers on pot. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Public hearings on New Jersey's budget are usually sprawling affairs with scores of people seeking additional funding for dozens of priorities. But Wednesday's hearing was a little bit different. School funding dominated more than a quarter of that five-hour session.
A law getting the state back on track toward using its funding formula was approved last year, and activists such as Jen Cavallaro-Fromm testified mostly to express their gratitude.
Bringing every district to 100% of their legal entitlement under the law, no more and no less, is both fair and responsible.
But a parade of people from districts losing aid under the new law demanded more changes. Clay Barton, whose kid's school is slated to close, says there should be a reasonable way to ensure proper funding to some schools without destroying others to do it.
I'm extremely proud that I was able to afford a home in Old Bridge, but for the first time in all my years here, I'm seriously considering packing up and leaving New Jersey for good.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.